Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Students in our community are often involved in smaller group projects to raise funds. At Monroe's Geneva Academy, Highlight a Project calls on the effort of the entire student body. Well, the Big Serve brings students together in a service project this week at the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo. Big Serve Director Dan Nash and Zoo Director Joe Clausen join me to share about the event. Gentlemen, welcome.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Dan, this is the second year that Geneva Academy has put this together. Let's take a step back. Tell us about last year's project.
Well, Bob, last year we did service projects throughout the Monroe and West Monroe area, doing service projects in parks in both communities, visiting and serving and singing to the Wachita Council on Aging and at nursing homes. And then we spent the afternoon doing service projects and cleaning up at the Ronald McDonald House.
It serves as a fundraiser. How so? How do kids raise money in this effort?
Well, like a great many fundraisers, you know, kids will say, hey, to Uncle Joe, hey, would you support me when I do whatever the project may be? And in this case, we want to teach our children to be student leaders in the community. And so in this way, they go and do a service projects in lieu of, say, running a track or other types of services.
Yeah. How did the idea for the Big Serve come about?
Well, several years ago, we had an opportunity to meet Cornerstone Consulting, and they recommended this as one possibility to raise funds.
Well, this week you partner with Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo. What was the student reaction when you announced the upcoming project?
Well, they were very excited, Bob. They do projects in their classroom to decorate up and be thinking about the zoo, and we had all kinds of things from animals to people dressing up as Lewis and Clark. They're super excited not only to do the work, but about the idea of partnering with the zoo.
Joe, tell us about the project that the students will be participating in.
At the zoo, one of our major sections of the zoo is the Louisiana Purchase exhibit. And in that exhibit are all animals that were present in the original Louisiana Purchase territories. And when we conceived that exhibit and designed that exhibit over 12 years ago, one of the things that we wanted to have was a representation of the people involved at the time of the purchase, notably Lewis and Clark, who made their epic journey, but also something to represent the Native Americans who inhabited that territory at the time. And we just never had the time or the ability to construct that area. Geneva Academy has ambitiously agreed to come in, and they're going to be building campsites to represent the Native Americans and Lewis and Clark so that people get some idea of the conditions that the people lived in back at those times.
It's one of the things you mentioned about the partnership with Geneva Academy and so many other groups and organizations across the area. It's really a partnership in giving back. It works both ways.
It is. The zoo is a community zoo, and our responsibility is to meet the needs of the community in presenting a leisure area and an educational venue. At the same time, since we're not relying on money coming in from tourism and things like that, and we're priced very reasonably, we need the community to get involved to help us advance the zoo and improve the zoo. And we have groups come all the time, and when a group comes, I challenge them. I show them everything from a simple project of weeding a flower bed all the way up to some of our grander schemes, and Geneva was able to choose one of the grander schemes and come on board. Okay.
When is the exhibit expected to open? Can you give us an idea of the timeline?
We expect what's done after Friday will be ready on Saturday morning for people to enjoy. This is a focused, intense event, and the zoo will be better on Saturday morning than it was on Friday morning.
I know there's growing excitement about the splash pad that's going to be coming to the zoo. Give us an update on that.
The splash pad, we're expecting this week the final engineered approved drawings for that, and this week we should set a construction time, and that splash pad should be open next spring for a grand opening sometime in April.
Yeah. Well, Joe, for groups like Geneva, how can you find out more about volunteer opportunities at the zoo?
Again, we have everything all the way up from someone who can give us an hour to clean out a flower bed all the way up to people and companies and organizations who want to make a permanent investment in the zoo. If they call the zoo and ask for Joe, I'm the only Joe there, so they'll get it me.
Well, Dan, does the Big Serve allow for follow-up for students to become involved in organizations that it partners with?
Sure. So there'll be some follow-up with the zoo projects, throughout the course of not only this year but other years as well. Perhaps even doing some dressing up in costume period clothing and interacting with other students and be able to take a step back and see people enjoying their hard work.
What is the learning experience that you hope for the students in this event?
Well, the learning experience is really designed to help the students realize that serving others is really important and that finding ways to bless the community in which we live in is a key component to being a good Christian and part of being a good Christian school.
How can you find out more about supporting the project?
Well, you can go to genevaclassical.org and click on the Big Serve tab and find out more about the Big Serve. And then also there's a tab to click to donate if you'd like to do that as well. And we certainly have a section there for corporate sponsors if they'd like to do that as well.
Sounds like an exciting project, the Big Serve from Geneva Academy. And looking forward to the fruits of the labor and the completed project there, the exhibit at Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo. Dan Nash is heading up as director of the Big Serve. Joe Clausen, director of the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.